Hi and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave and this is episode 3211BN. Today's date is November 14th, 2023, and the title of the episode is What Advantage Might Exist When You Know the Other Side's Playbook? Time to Show the World. Let's talk about debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. High interest rate credit cards and loans make it impossible to pay off your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. The system traps you in debt. It's a debt system. Done with debt is your lifeline. I remember back in time when I had credit card bills, I had school loans, and everything was completely getting out of whack. And all you did was worry. And all I wanted to do was get out of debt. Well, Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt knows how to get debt out of your life permanently. Here's what they can do for you. Analyze all the debt options you qualify for, reduce bills, cut interest rates without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for getting out of the debt trap. But you need to hurry. Some debt solutions are time sensitive. Go to donewithdebt.com. Find out how easy they make it. That's donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, the patriots have always known their playbook. They know exactly what they're trying to do. When you look around the world, you can see that we're heading into World War III. Now, Trump has let us know about a year ago that he could see World War III, and you could see the deep state players. That's exactly what they're trying to do. And I do believe two things are happening right now. Actually, maybe even three things that are happening right now. Number one, the patriots in Ukraine, out in Gaza, in Taiwan soon, and soon DC, the patriots are cleaning up the deep state players. And they're destroying everything that they put into place. I do believe that's one thing that we're seeing right now. It is a major cleanup operation. Now, the deep state, they're going to try to use this to bring us to war. And that's exactly what Trump and the patriots want because they know the playbook. Trump has already let us know that's where we're headed. Because with war, Trump can continually push peace, and if the deep state is pushing war, they don't want peace. So this is going to give Trump an edge with the people in the end, because remember, everything revolves around the 2024 election. And Trump, he wants to show the people, look, these are the people that want to kill you. They want to send you off to war, and they want you to die. I don't, and this is coming from Trump, he wants everyone to live. That's why we can have peace in 24 hours. But as we go through all of this, what can people see very, very clearly? They can see the infiltration in this country, not just this country, but around the world. They can see how governments have been infiltrated, how those who are not elected, how they were put into place. You can see Antifa, BLM, the illegals, all out on the streets. Because remember, whenever there's something that comes up, like a George Floyd incident, you can see how Soros and others call upon these foot soldiers to go out and protest like they've never protested before, which actually turns that into a riot. Most of the time, these people, I would say 99.9% of the time, they become violent. And actually, if you look at these people, it's the same exact people. They're ripping down posters. They're telling everyone that Jews should die. And you can see that it's the same exact playbook. And people can see this very, very clearly. Now, there is a anti-Semitism march out in D.C. I do believe there's going to be a lot of Jewish people out there. And they've already placed a level one alert on all of this. And we'll have to see how this plays out because, once again, we've seen this before. Think about what happened during January 6th. We saw Antifa, BLM. Are we going to see the infiltrators out there? Are we going to see Antifa out there? Are we going to see the illegals who came over the border? Will they try to create an event? Will they become violent with others? We've seen it with other protests, but we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that is very interesting is that the fake news and all these people that are out there saying, oh, we must have the ceasefire. The reason why they're saying they want a ceasefire is because they don't want the Israeli army to show the world the tunnels, how they store their weapons, how they actually go ahead and attack and use the people of Palestine as shields. But that truth is already coming out. The New York Times, they tried to hide all this, but their entire story was debunked because Israel went into Gaza, and this is something they didn't want. And what did they find? They found tunnels under the hospital. They found the weapons under the hospital. They found the motorcycles that they used under the hospital. And there's a network of tunnels that run under the hospital. So what did they do? Well, they used the people as human shields, just like the neo-Nazis in Ukraine. They used the people as human shields. They set up operations in shopping centers and hospitals. And now it's being exposed, which means the deep state players, they're going to become desperate. And yes, we have Biden, we have Soros. They're going to try to push war with Iran. And they want this to escalate as time goes on. And as Hamas is exposed, I do believe what's going to happen, because they're going to become very desperate, is they're going to have some type of an event here in this country and around the world. We're already starting to see warnings of events coming. And I do believe once an event happens here in this country, it's going to show that open borders is a disaster, not just in this country, but around the world. It's going to be game over for Biden and the rest. And we could see that we're headed down this path. Now, remember, Trump and the Patriots, they always knew this playbook. They knew they would open the borders. They knew they would bring us to war. They knew that they were going to crash the economy. They knew this because they knew the 16-year plan. They knew that this is what they wanted to do. And instead of doing it slowly and methodically and having the fake news hide it all, why not show the people the truth? Why not show the world exactly what they're trying to do? And that's what the world is seeing. The world is seeing the truth. And in the end, this is not going to work out well for them. Actually, it's going to backfire on them in the end, because the people are rejecting their 16-year plan. And you know what they're accepting? Trump's 7-year plan, which is countering their 16-year plan. And that's what everyone is witnessing right now. And the people of this country and the people of the world, the last thing they want is a nuclear war. So all of this is going to backfire on them. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about what's happening out in the Middle East. But let's talk about what is happening with Trump, because yesterday his sister, Marianne, passed away, and he put out a message on Truth, and it says the following. My great sister, Marianne, passed away yesterday at the age of 86, a truly beautiful woman, tall and elegant, with a presence like no other. She was also a tremendous student, intellect, and judge in charge of the United States Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit, just below the U.S. Supreme Court. Her life was largely problem-free perfect until I made it difficult for her when I decided to run for president. The fake news and others went after her mercilessly, and because of the fact that she felt it inappropriate due to her position to defend herself, it just never stopped. While tough and strong, she was made to suffer in those years from 2016 until her retirement. I will never forget that many times people would come up to me and say, "Your sister was the smartest person on the court." I was always honored by that, but understood exactly what they meant. They were right. She was a great judge, a great sister. She'll be truly missed. And once again, condolences go out to the family, the Trump family. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that women now, they're starting to fight back. Because once again, and Trump said this during his rallies, I can't believe we actually have to say this. No men should be put on women's sports. And we need to keep men out of women's sports. But the women now, they're fighting back, and it looks like women are not competing if there is a man on the sport. And I do believe all women should say, you know something? No, we're not going to compete in this sport. Let the man compete, but we're not going to do it until this person's gone. If every woman does this, what do you think would happen? You think they backtrack on all of this? Of course they would, because they'd have no women's sports. They would lose a lot of money, and money talks. Redux put this out on X and said the following. A female pool player reportedly refused to compete against a trans-identified male opponent at the Women's Champions of Champions final in Denbighshire, Wales, yesterday. Lynn Pinches walked away from the table after being matched to play against Chris Harriet Haynes. And she's absolutely right. There is no reason why women have to play against men. And I think the women now are really waking up. They're pushing back. And in the end, this is not going to work out well for their entire agenda. It's going to completely collapse on them in the end. All we need is all the women to say no. Once they say no, it's game over for them. And I do believe this has already begun. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that David DePape, Paul Pelosi's attacker, he is now pleading not guilty to federal charges of breaking and entering and attempting murder. Now, remember, this was when this individual broke into Pelosi's house, got past all the Secret Service, was filmed on camera, broke window, got into the house. And when the police came to the door opened. We don't know how the door opened because one of them was actually, they were both holding onto a hammer. The other one was holding onto a drink. And it looks like they weren't really struggling, but why would both of them open the door? That makes no sense whatsoever. And it looked like there was no struggle whatsoever. So right now the trial's going on. And what's very interesting about this is David DePape brought a unicorn costume to Pelosi's house. Yes, he brought other objects with him, but why would you bring a unicorn costume? That makes no sense unless something else was going on. And I do believe most of the population believes that something was going on. Now, the other things that David DePape had was a camping backpack, computer cables, body cameras, crayons, and two spooktacular unicorn costumes, which is very interesting. And when they opened the door, it looked like Paul Pelosi actually knew this guy. So once again, what's really going on here? I think we all know. But let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that James Comer, he's been very, very busy issuing subpoenas and bringing people in. And one of them is former White House counsel Dana Remus. And Comer said the following: I'm issuing a subpoena to former White House counsel Dana Remus to appear for a GOP oversight deposition related to Biden's mishandling of classified documents. Biden may have kept sensitive documents related to his family's foreign business schemes. In addition, GOP oversight is seeking transcribed interviews with four White House employees with knowledge about the president's mishandling of classified material: Annie Tomasini, Anthony Bernal, Catherine Riley, Ashley Williams. It's time for accountability. And he's absolutely right. Paul Sperry put this out and said, House has asked Biden mega donor John Hinansky to come in for a transcribed interview to explain $900,000 in loans to Biden's after VP Joe helped him build car empire in Ukraine, now being protected by U.S. aid to Ukraine. So, wow, this is now expanding to many different areas. And what do we see happening right now? Well, we see the D's, they're panicking right now because they're going after Comer saying, hey, you do business with your brother. Why don't we see your financial information? The difference is that Comer is not money laundering. The difference is Comer is not working with China, not working with Ukraine, not working with Kazakhstan and receiving money. The difference is Comer doesn't have 20 shell companies where he doesn't produce anything and he just receives money. And what is he receiving money for? What is he selling to receive that money? No, Comer's not doing all of that. Yes, you can do business with family members. But when you're taking funds from foreign governments and you're laundering it through the shell companies and it's going to each family member and they're not producing anything, they're not selling anything, they're just receiving money, there's something going on. And that is the big difference. Yes, you can do business. That's not a problem. But when you're doing business and laundering money, well, that's a national security problem. Just like it's a national security problem where you have cocaine in the White House. Now, think about the picture yesterday where they showed a bag inside locker 50. Does that seem normal? Would someone just place it in there? It almost reminds me of Trump's classified documents where they said, oh, yeah, this is how he had the documents laid out. Do you really think in Mar-a-Lago, Trump would take the documents and just spew them about and just leave them out for everyone to see? Because all those people that go to Mar-a-Lago, wouldn't they be reporting that they've seen all of this? It makes no sense. That's not how he kept documents. Just like this is not how cocaine actually was found. I do believe it was probably placed there, and so does Sean Davis. This is what he said on X. Zero chance someone accidentally left that bag of cocaine in that position at that location. The far more likely scenario is someone found that bag of cocaine in the Biden residence and then removed it to a seemingly public area to protect a resident of the White House. And I do believe that's exactly what's happening right now. And what is the criminal syndicate doing? They're covering for themselves. They're covering for the members of the criminal syndicate because this is exactly what a mafia does. They protect their own. And yes, the FBI is involved. The DOJ is involved. All those people in the White House, they're involved. And yes, every step of the way, everyone can see, yes, they're protecting their own. It's not that hard to figure out here. Think about it. Hunter Biden has a cocaine problem. Hunter Biden had a drug problem for a very long time. You think this just happened to be there? Perfectly in locker 50? That makes no sense whatsoever. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the borders are wide open. And I do believe what's going to happen is we're going to see some type of an event which is going to reflect on the Biden administration's policies, which is actually the Obama policies, which is actually the Soros policies. And the people of this country are going to see, wow, open borders does not work. Actually, it is a national security threat. Now, in the very beginning, if you go back to the beginning when the borders were first open and when Trump actually wanted to build the wall, people are saying, no, that's, we don't need a wall. Everyone should be welcome. Now everyone's changing their tune because now as these illegals are shipped up to all different places, the people there are starting to realize because they're actually seeing it, they're experiencing it, this is not a good situation. What do you think is going to happen to the rest of the country when something happens in this country and it's reported that this individual came over the border? Do you think everyone in this country is going to say, yeah, I see why we need a wall. I see why we need a secure border. I'm starting to see why Trump was telling everyone this needs to be done. Now, we know that the wall is much, much more important than just stopping people from coming in this country. The wall stops the deep state. The wall stops the human trafficking. The wall stops the child trafficking. The wall stops the gang members from coming in this country. The wall stops everything that they're trying to do. And I do believe that every day that passes and things start to happen, people are learning all this and they're starting to realize that this is not good for this country. All they got to do is look out to Europe and they can see it firsthand. They can see that, wow, look how many people they let into these countries. Actually, these people now are almost outnumbering the people that are actually in the country. And this is how you bring a country down. This is how you infiltrate the country and you actually bring it down from within. You don't even need to have an army with weapons invade the country. All you got to do is bring them into the country where people don't notice what's going on until it's too late. Then that army is there. And what do the people do? They have to fight against this army. But what happens when the government is not with the people and they're with the other side? This makes it a lot more difficult. And this is what they were planning on. Think about what Soros has done here. He replaced government officials to go along with this plan. He brought in these illegals, and I don't mean just Soros alone. There's many people doing this, working with him. And by having the two where you have the prosecutors, the AG, the governors, the mayors, all these people controlled by Soros, they're not going to do anything to stop the illegals. And when you bring in all the illegals and you have these people there saying, no, don't do anything to them, you can have the infiltration from within take over a country. And that is what we're seeing across the world right now. But what's very interesting is that the illegal aliens who are coming into this country, they're starting to realize that the American dream doesn't exist anymore. And some of these people saying, maybe we should go back to our own country. Because remember, they were promised everything. They were promised everything. Oh, we'll pay for this. We'll pay for that. We'll give you housing. But what happens when you start to ship these people to different locations and the federal government doesn't have the ability, because the funds are being blocked, to fund all of this? Remember, New York, Chicago, and many other places, they need the funds from the federal government to house and to feed these people. When they don't get the funds, what do the illegals see? They see something completely different. They see that I have to live on the streets. I'm not getting what I was promised. And it looks like these individuals, they want to head back to their own country. Actually, most of these people should be removed from this country because they're here illegally. They broke the law. And do we really want drug traffickers, human traffickers, gang members, and terrorists in this country? Absolutely not. And I think all those D's who don't believe that there's terrorists in this country, there's this child traffickers, human, wait until there's an event. Then all of a sudden, you're going to see a lot of these individuals who said, I'm all for open borders. They're going to go, no, we need to lock this down. Look what just happened right now. Holy crap. This is a complete and utter disaster. Now, with the open borders, Marjorie Taylor Greene was pushing an impeachment of Mayorkas. Now, of course, the Uniparty, what are they going to do? They're going to push back. They don't want their own impeached. They don't want this to happen. And Marjorie Taylor Greene put this out and said, 8 Republicans just joined Democrats to kill my articles of impeachment against Mayorkas. Again, you can see the criminal syndicate. They're going to protect their own. They don't want their own impeached. And yes, it is the Republicans. Yes, it is the D's. They're working together. It's a uniparty. And I think people now can see this very, very clearly. But you can see the deep state players, they're panicking right now. Remember, when they lose the control of the narrative, when they can't control what's going on, they will then start to censor. They'll start to monitor everyone and maybe in the end arrest people for saying things that they don't want them to say. Remember, going back in time, they controlled all the social media platforms. They thought they were in control. Actually, they didn't want to control at that level. They wanted to control it at the ISP level because that was a lot easier. They'd be able to shut people's internet off. And if the ISPs didn't do what the government wanted, they would just say, well, we're going to have to shut you down. They wanted it at that level, but it didn't pass. So they had to go to the social media level, which is much, much harder, which is much, much more noticeable. And now, since they lost control of that, because now the Biden administration cannot work with the social media platforms because of the ruling, they're having a major problem. And think about all the other platforms that were started. So now it looks like these dictators now, they're taking the matter into their own hands. Look what's happening out in New York. We see out in New York, we have Governor Hochul. She's out there and she decided that she will make a ministry of truth to crack down on political dissidents. I mean, just think about this for a second. She came out and she announced that if you don't like the job she's doing in office, then she's got people watching you in case you should engage in hate speech. So she disclosed that $75 million is going to be used for enhanced state security, of which $25 million was designated for security grants and $50 million was allocated to local law enforcement. She also declared an escalation in surveillance operations aimed at Americans who engage in hate speech. So think about this for a second. What does she consider hate speech? I mean, what's hateful to one person is not hateful to another. This is why our founding fathers didn't use the word hate speech. They said, you have the right to free speech. And yes, you can say whatever you want. The government does not have the right to tell you that you can't say certain things. But we could see this is what the government wants to do because they're actually dictators. Actually, isn't this what the British did to the colonists? Didn't they tell them this is what you can or can't say? Isn't this why the colonists after the Revolutionary War said you have the right to speak freely? And when you say that, it has nothing to do with hate. If you don't like what's being said, don't listen. That's your choice. But Eric Abinanti put this out and says, Kathy Hochul announced that New York is collecting data from surveillance efforts on social media. Hochul says the social media analysis unit will contact people who commit hate speech. This is to ensure safety, even though they got rid of Giuliani's stop and frisk, which actually kept New York safe. Now, think about it. They're going to be contacting people saying, listen, you just said something mean. You need to take that back or we're going to put you in jail. Does this sound very familiar to what happened in the past where people couldn't speak their mind? And according to the Constitution, they have no right to, first of all, surveil you, and they have no right to tell you what to do. If you don't like the person in government, the people have the right to say whatever they want against that person because they have the right to free speech. And once again, if you look at the First Amendment, the people have the right to do this. But these individuals don't want people talking badly about them, and they want to shut them up. Unbelievable. But again, is this going to work? No, because again, the Constitution was put into place because we've seen this before. Our founding fathers knew that these same people would reemerge eventually. And that is exactly what you're seeing. Because I know the people are out there saying, well, yeah, you shouldn't be talking about this person or that person. Well, you think they're going to stop with the Republicans or the conservatives? Because again, once you go down this track, they're going to keep doing it. And they're going to go after every single person. Because eventually what's going to happen is those people that agree with her, they're going to not agree with her. And she's going to go after them. That's how it works. Just look at history. That's exactly how it works. But we could see there are social media platforms that are out there that they will not be able to control. The social media platforms will not listen to them. And they're not going to censor people. And the people that are getting contacted, they're not really going to care. And look what True Social has just done. The Digital World Acquisition Corp and Trump Media and Technology Group Corp made a major step in the proposed True Social merger that would inject the company with significant financing. The two companies announced the filing of DWAC of Amendment Number 1 to the Form S-4 registration statement, which includes preliminary proxy statement and prospectus in connection with the proposed business combination with Trump Media and Technology Group, which runs True Social. The filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission marks an important milestone in the proposed merger. So it looks like they're getting prepared to move forward with this. Devin Nunes is the CEO of True Social, and it looks like they're prepared and ready to take this to the next level. Now, once again, the deep state players, they're going to have a very difficult time trying to control what people are saying. And as war picks up, as the economy breaks down, as the border crisis is getting worse and worse, as the deep state players and all these dictators continually push their agenda, the people are going to get angry. The people are going to speak out. And yes, these people want to control what they're saying. They don't want the truth out there. So eventually what's going to happen, there's going to be too many of us. And when there's too many of us, what are they going to do? They're going to have to shut down communications because they won't be able to do a one-off like, oh, let's censor that person, this person. They're going to say, holy crap, there's just too many. Are we going to censor the entire social media platform? That'd be everybody. That's pretty noticeable, isn't it? So what are they going to have to do? They're going to have to use a different method. And I do believe that's going to be a communication blackout, which we've been saying for quite a while. And I do believe we're coming to that point right now. And we could see at this point that the war is building right now. And we could see the deep state players, they're trying to kick it off as best they possibly can. The problem right now is that Israel now is exposing the terrorist tunnels, their hideouts, and everything that they were telling everyone and everyone that was reporting on it. It's all turning out to be true, that they were using hospitals as shields. They're using their own people, the Palestinians, as shields. Just like in Ukraine, the neo-Nazis, they don't care about the people of Ukraine. They were using them as shields. This is what terrorists do. They don't care about the people. And now that's turning out to be true. So once again, yesterday, Joe Biden was out there saying that the hospitals shouldn't be touched. Well, it looks like it was a little too late because the hospitals were touched and Israel found out, hey, look, they have a base under the hospital. Let's talk about protecting ourselves. A popular online Chinese shopping app is under fire for allegedly breaking international wiretapping laws on U.S. citizens. It's been revealed that the app has hidden functions that grant it access to an alarming amount of user data, including access to a user's microphone. This is further backed by the fact that Temu losses an average of $30 per order, which leads many to believe that Temu's real revenue is generated from selling substantial quantities of user data. This is why I protect my privacy with Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield offers an all-in-one digital security suite with its most notable features being a military-grade VPN, identity theft protection, antivirus, and much more. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that Virtual Shield is the most effective way to help prevent government, corporate, and ISP spying while simultaneously protecting your personal data. But there's more. If you sign up for Virtual Shield now, you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, unlimited data, usage across all devices, access to Virtual Shield's 24/7 customer support, and more. Simply go to virtualshield.com/x22vpn to take advantage of this limited-time deal before their free trial offer ends. So you can see now that Biden is in a pickle. And those who infiltrated the government, they're pretty darn angry with him. And over 100 staffers from the State Department, the United States Agency for International Development, have reportedly signed an internal memo accusing Biden of spreading misinformation regarding the Israel-Hamas conflict. The memo, organized by a junior State Department diplomat who has been vocal on social media about Biden's pro-Israel stance, criticizes the resident for his October 10th speech. In the address, Biden supported Israel following the deadly attack by Hamas. So, let's see, the staffers are all for the deadly attack. Isn't that interesting? Can you see the infiltration? Absolutely. And look what Israel found. We mentioned this just before. They found tunnels, bases, weapons, vehicles under the hospital. And if you go back in time, to Monday, the New York Times reported in its lead story on the front page that the claims by Israel that Hamas tunnels were under hospitals in Gaza was not true. The New York Times questioned all of that. And once again, as they take their information from the terrorists, the CIA, it turns out to be fake, phony, and false. The IDF released video from Gaza of the tunnel system. They showed, here is the electric. It goes down into the tunnels. It's under the hospital. Under the hospital, they have weapons. They have RPGs. They have grenades. They have suicide vests. They have everything under there. They also have a motorcycle, which was used in the original attack when they came into Israel. So all of it was exposed. And now people can see the truth that this is exactly what they were using the hospitals for. And this is why you had Antifa, BLM, the illegals all out there screaming and yelling, cease fire, cease fire, cease fire, because they didn't want the Israeli soldiers coming in and exposing how their system works. Because once it's exposed, it's game over. People are going to go, wait a minute, you're marching and you're marching for the Palestinian people? Well, Hamas, they put tunnels and they had bases under the hospitals knowing that they would put these people at risk. They're using them as shields, their own people, right? So now people can see this. And actually the White House came out and the White House press secretary said, Hamas uses some hospitals in Gaza and tunnels underneath them to conceal and to support their military operations and to hold hostages. Well, this reminds me of Ukraine, where they used the supermarkets, hospitals, and everything else, and they made it look like, oh, look, Putin's just targeting hospitals and killing the people there. Oh, look, Putin's just targeting the supermarkets and killing the people. Weren't they saying the same thing about Israel? Oh, look, they're targeting hospitals and they're killing innocent people. This is how they play it up. And once again, it turns out that they're the ones who are killing their own people. And you can see, as this information comes out, these individuals are going to become very, very desperate, because everything that they were telling the people is turning out to be fake and fake, phony, and false. These protesters, their whole entire mission to have ceasefire and we must protect the Palestinian people, this is turning out to be fake, phony, and false. It's all driven by fake information. And you could see that the deep state players, what do they actually want? They want a war. Robert Greenway put this out and said, twice is a coincidence, three times a pattern. 52 in less than 20 days sure looks like an uncontrolled escalation spiral. So 52 attacks on U.S. military forces since October 17th. And this is happening inside of Syria. So, and Iraq, by the way. So do you think the deep state players are trying to start a war by having Iran continually attack? Is it really Iran, or is it the deep state players actually attacking these bases to make it look like we need to go to war? It's starting to seem that way. And we could see already, they're already building up the idea that if this keeps happening, well, the U.S. is going to have to mitigate that threat. Kirby responded, well, again, these groups and the IRGC, the Revolutionary Guard Corps, that works for the Supreme Leader, that funds and supports these militia groups, they've got some choices to make. If they want to keep attacking our troops in Iraq and Syria and keep threatening our facilities and the lives of our folks in harm's way, then we're going to have to continue to respond and respond aggressively and appropriately to mitigate that threat. These targets were targets that were directly at the IRGC's ability to continue to provide capability to these groups. We're not looking for conflict, which they are. We don't want to see any more attacks, which they do. But we've got to do what we've got to do to protect our troops and our facilities. So the question is, why is the United States in Syria still? Why do we have soldiers in another country that doesn't want the soldiers there? Actually, if you go back in time, Obama invaded that country, just like we invaded all the other Middle Eastern countries. So why do we have soldiers there? Think about it. Doesn't make any sense, does it? Because if they really wanted to end this, we would remove our soldiers from that country. The oil and everything else in that country does not belong to the U.S. We invaded that country under Obama. To do what? To capture all the oil to keep the central bank system going. And here we are today. Trump, he tried to end the endless wars. He got a lot of the soldiers out. He stopped all the fighting. He implemented the Abraham Accord. He got rid of ISIS, which they said it would take 10 years to do. Well, all of it was made up by these people. And now they're trying to bring us to war. I mean, there's a very simple solution. We don't need the soldiers in Syria. We can remove them. Actually, I think Matt Gaetz is out there saying, why do we even have soldiers in Syria? It makes no sense whatsoever. But you can see they're ramping things up. We have the aircraft carrier USS Dwight S. Eisenhower now in the Gulf of Oman. And you could see they're preparing to bring us to war because in the end, this is what they want. Now, are they just going to have war? No, they need it to build up. This is what they do. They build it up very slowly. They put out the red lines, which Kirby just did. And they keep doing this. Well, if you do this, we're going to have to do that. If you do this, we're going to have to do that. They keep doing this to bring us to war. And you could see that Biden, his administration, they're playing both sides because they want a war. Biden, he's considering giving Iran access to another $10 billion. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? Where would they place this money? Who would they give it to? Oh, that's right. The terrorists, just like they did before. And of course, the fake news says, oh, no, nobody touched this money. They put it into an account in Qatar and it's still there. No, all they do is take credit against it. Okay, if there's 6 million or 6 billion there, okay, we're going to borrow against it. And they use the money to push terror. The same thing is going to happen if they give Iran 10 billion. Oh no, it's still in the account. Well, what do you think they do? Oh, we're going to take money out against the money that's in the account. So it always looks like it hasn't moved. It's one of the games they play because they're trying to push us into war. And we'll have to see if this happens because we know what happens when he gives the money to Iran. The money is siphoned into many different areas. Now, you could see the protests. They are now building up in this country. And we could see they're causing an insurrection because they are now occupying federal buildings. And N Wokeness put this out on X and said, hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters stormed a federal building in Oakland. They are currently occupying it. Never forget 11/13 insurrection. Absolutely. Now, the other thing that we could see that where there could be something happening is happening in D.C., because there's going to be a march for Israel in Washington. And the Department of Homeland Security has reportedly elevated the security status for the upcoming march for Israel in Washington to a level one security event against pro-Hamas rioters and sympathizers. This designation is the highest rating of risk assessment, indicating that events significant national and international importance. Such a designation is typically reserved for a major events like the Super Bowl and involves extensive federal interagency security and incident management preparedness. So already they're preparing for something to happen. And the National Guard will be supporting the D.C. police in managing crowds and implementing road closures for the scheduled pro-Israeli rally on Tuesday. So this is going to be very, very interesting. Let's see what happens. They're expecting like something like 100,000 people to show up, and we'll have to see how this all plays out. Because I wouldn't be surprised that after the rally, if we see some incidences, because this is how Antifa operates. There's too many people out there, so they're not going to attack the people with all these people out there. So what they do is they wait until the crowd disperses, and then they start their attack runs. So let's see how this all plays out, and let's see what happens later on this evening. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see that the deep state players, everything that they try to do with COVID completely and utterly fell apart. And it really woke a lot of people up. They started to see the dictators. They started to see that the pharmaceutical companies, they were injecting them with bioweapons. And we see that all these different agencies, the CDC, FDA, pharmaceutical companies, even those individuals that control the teachers and control the schools around the country, they have lost credibility. And I don't believe that these individuals are going to be able to get credibility back because the people now are seeing the truth. And what's very interesting is that Randy Weingarten, you know, she was the one who was responsible for keeping the schools closed, for having those kids being vaccinated, putting a mask on them. Well, it seems that more and more people are disgusted with the school system discuss it with the teachers that are teaching in the school system, because they're teaching them things that the parents don't want them to be taught. And now homeschooling is now taking off, and people are turning away from the public school system and turning to homeschooling. And Randy Weingarten said the following: what's behind the increase in homeschooling? And what's very interesting is that John Gabriel said, you are. Yes, the people are realizing you weren't doing these things to help the children. You were doing these things to hurt the children. And what you're doing in the public school system today with all these teachers and what you're teaching, this is something the parents do not want. And the parents are taking back control. They're taking back control of what their children learn. And this is what the founding fathers originally wanted. They didn't want the federal government telling the local schools of what to teach. They wanted the parents on the local level to actually handle what their kids were going to learn. But again, what does the deep state do? They like to centralize everything. So they centralized the creation of currency. They centralized the police force, which is the FBI. Actually, they wanted the police force in the entire country centralized. This is why they pushed to defund the police. They have the education system centralized, and they have the medical field centralized. And this is what they like to do. They like everything centralized so they can control it. And once they have the control, they can say, oh, you want money? Well, you got to do what we say. And this is how you control everything. Actually, if you look at the founding fathers, it was the actual opposite of what we have today. The control was on the local level. The government, they had nothing. It was just an executive branch, like a secretary, handling the daily things. That's it. They weren't supposed to be controlling everything. They weren't supposed to be handing money out to everyone. That's not how it was supposed to work, but they needed to change things around. They did it very, very slowly so no one would see. But I think everyone now is seeing, just like everyone is seeing, how they're trying to pit one race against the other. This is exactly what happened in Nazi Germany. And you can see by the fake news how they actually tailor their headlines to actually keep the narrative. And Wokeness put this out and said, spot the difference. White man who shot black teenager who went to wrong house will stand trial, judge orders. Las Vegas teen dies after being attacked by 15 people while defending friend, father says. Well, that white teen, which we mentioned yesterday, he was attacked by black people, 15 of them. How come they didn't mention that in that article? Oh, that's right. It doesn't fit their narrative. So you could see what they're doing right here. It's called propaganda, trying to push a certain narrative. And this is not the only news cycle that you see this in. If you go back onto Google, you can go look up all these different articles and you can see how they change the wording around, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to control the narrative. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that whole entire push to defund the police, let the criminals out, and let everyone have hard drugs. It seems like it's not working out too well. I mean, whoever saw this coming? I mean, really think about it. Out in Oregon, what are they looking at? Well, they decided to decriminalize hard drugs, and they're saying, well, this didn't work. We're going to have to go back and actually recriminalize the hard drugs. Sagar and Jetty put this out and said, a majority of Oregonians now support recriminalizing hard drugs after 2 years of skyrocketing public drug use and decline in public safety. So really think about this. I mean, was this really something that they didn't know it was going to happen? I mean, when you remove the police and you allow people to have drugs and you allow people to do whatever they want, what do you think happens? But we know what their agenda was. Their agenda was to defund the police, and they wanted to centralize the police, and they wanted to say, hey, look, we have all this crime. Hey, look, we need to do something. So they were creating a problem to usher in a solution. The problem is it didn't work. And the reason why they allowed all these people to have drugs is because they wanted control over them and they wanted to use them later on. Why do you think they have no cash bail? Why do you think they're letting the criminals out into the streets? Because these are their foot soldiers. They're getting prepared and ready to create chaos. Remember the 2020 riots? I know the fake news likes to call it protests, but when you see buildings being burnt down and you see looting and you see people being killed, those are riots. And they're getting prepared to do the same exact thing. Again, if you didn't see it in 2020, you wouldn't believe it was coming now. And we could see that this is building and building and building. And the people of this country, they're starting to catch on to almost everything that is happening in this country, because the people now are thinking logically. They're saying this doesn't make sense. And when you start to look at it and you start to look at the elections, you can see that, yes, the elections were rigged. 62% of the people believe that the elections were rigged now. If you go back to 2020, no one really believed this. I mean, yes, there was a small percentage of people, but not 62%. As time goes on and people wake up and they think logically, they could see it very, very clearly. Actually, if you go back to January 6th, a lot of people thought, oh, it was the Trump supporters. Now people are starting to realize, wait a minute, there's 100 confidential human sources. They took down the fences. They told people to go inside. They were dressed up as MAGA. There was Antifa, neo-Nazis, and others breaking windows. There were other individuals that broke into the building, then opened up the doors. Now you start to think, well, now I know why they don't want to release the videos, because this would show all of this. And as the videos are being produced, the people are starting to see the truth. And remember, they had the fake insurrection investigation, and they didn't allow Trump to appear. They actually controlled everything. There was no Republicans. There was really no other side. It was all the Uniparty doing it. Then they destroyed all the evidence afterwards. So if they had all this proof, why in the world would these people destroy the evidence? Does that make any sense? Because they're covering up their own insurrection. Fruits Next put this up, and Trump retruthed this and said, Democrats held a fake hearing to investigate a fake insurrection in order to cover up the fake election of a fake president. And that's absolutely right. And think about what's happening to Trump right now. They don't want him back in office. This is why they're indicting him. They're interfering in the election, and they were hoping that this would work. So on the world stage, in the court of public opinion, they're trying to use this against Trump, but it's not going to work. They're trying to smear him in the media. It's almost like the Russian collusion thing all over again. But in the end, what's going to happen, it's going to backfire on them. But what they need right now is the headlines. Just like with the Russian collusion thing, they needed the headlines to try to convince the people. They're using the same thing now. Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said, racist AG Letitia James is smirking all day long from her seat in court as New York continues to set records in murder and other violent crimes, and businesses flee to other states. This is a law that's rather bizarre. This is a law that doesn't require any victims. There are none except me. It doesn't require anyone to lose money. The banks didn't complain here. They made money. You have a Trump-hating attorney general who's seeking hundreds of millions of dollars in damages when not a single penny was lost by these banks. And that's part of the unconstitutional law. You can see from the reaction of AG James every morning from that seat that she is enjoying this, enjoying it a bit too much. Law professor Jonathan Turley, this law has never been used for this before. It is both unconstitutional and very unfair. No businesses will come to New York, only continue to leave. The whole case is rigged from D.C. It is election interference. Our country is broken and corrupt. And yes, when people see this and other business leaders see this, they're going to say, you know something, if they could do this to Trump, they can do this to me. Why would I want my business here if they can come after me for this type of reason? They're setting a terrible precedent, and it's going to destroy New York. But remember, the deep state, they don't care what the outcome is of this case. What is their main goal in this case? Just to convict him. They want him front and center in the court of public opinion. It's to smear him, to smear his name, to make him suffer. Trump, he knows this. He knows exactly what's going on. And what is he doing? He's running his countermeasure against all of this. Who did he put out there? Alina Habba. And at every turn, what is she doing? She's destroying them. And the people are seeing this. And every day that she gets in front of the camera, the people learn more and more, and they realize, holy crap, they really have nothing. And Trump, he's doing this in front of the people because he's winning them over with this. Every single day, more and more people are saying, yes, he is right, especially the business owners of New York, because we all know what's going to happen. After the headlines and after all this, this is going to be appealed. The appellate court is going to say this court should have never been brought. The judge was wrong. Letitia James was wrong. There's going to be a unanimous decision because there is no case here whatsoever. And I do believe these individuals who spent all this money and all this time, they should repay every single dime. And they should be held responsible and accountable for all of this, and they should be put into prison for wasting the taxpayers' money on a witch hunt, and they're interfering in the election. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Michael Turner is asking Attorney General Merrick Garland to investigate Michael Cohen after Trump's former fixer admitted in an ongoing civil trial that he lied to Congress. Yes, Cohen continually lies and lies and lies. So where is Merrick Garland? Is he going to press charges against him again? Because he lied in the case with Trump, with Letitia James, that she's bringing in front of Engoron. So are they going to convict him again? They should be throwing him in jail for many, many years now. Because remember, he was the focal point of the case, and that completely and utterly fell apart. Just like the entire rigging of the election is completely falling apart. The people are learning the truth. The people realize that the deep state players, they cheated in the election, and it's getting worse and worse for them. But you could see those people that are turning on Trump because they're trying to protect themselves, even though they were involved in uncovering the election fraud. They want to get off, and they're turning on Trump. Actually, one of them is who? Jenna Ellis. DC Drano put this out and said, "This ridiculous fabrication, which is also inadmissible hearsay, reminds me of Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony that sounded more like a Marvel movie plot where Trump grabbed the wheel of the beast and said, 'Take me to the damn Capitol.' Same backstab energy. It also reeks of, 'Look, I'll play ball if you give me a plea deal. I'll give you juicy exaggerations to make Trump look extra bad.' So Jenna Ellis, she was out there and she was pretty much telling them everything that they wanted to hear and turning on Trump. But let's go back a little bit in time. Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and said, some evidence is fed urgently to legacy media and some is not. When you go back to December 28, 2020, Jenna Ellis said the following on Twitter. President Trump should never concede the election. December 3rd, 2020, the video evidence being shown in the Georgia Senate hearing is shocking. Room cleared at 10:30 p.m. Four people stay behind. Thousands of ballots pulled from under a table in a suitcase and scanned. Fraud. So back then, what was she doing? She was all in. But now she's afraid. Again, all you need to do is to tell the truth and stick with the truth. But again, these people, they turn. And they turn very, very easily. And Trump now can see the board and who he can trust and who he can't trust. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like Trump now has another victory. Harmeet Dillon put this out and said, boom, my Dillon law partners obtained yet another victory for the Trump campaign in Wayne County, Michigan, where the judge granted our motion for summary judgment and rejected the argument that the election officials have the right to determine 14th Amendment eligibility. My political law partners got this win, not me. I'm just so proud to work with them, and they're all entertaining as hell, too. Absolutely. And we could see right now that Trump, he's showing the world. He's showing the world the deep state players. They are now interfering in the election. This interference in the election is going to lead how they rig the election in 2020. And I do believe Trump is going to be completely and utterly transparent in all of this when they bring him to trial. And yes, he's trying to get the cameras in the courtrooms. Yes, he's going to divulge how they did all this because he's going to counter their cheating as we approach the 2024 elections. It doesn't mean the deep state players aren't going to try to cheat. Of course they are. But again, what they have to do is they have to have a change of batter. And it looks like every day that passes, as more and more evidence is brought out against Biden and as his poll numbers continually decline, this is becoming reality. And you could see that Biden's already prepared and he knows what's coming and he's already calling Kamala Harris president. Take a listen to what he said here.
President Harris there to make sure we do this the right way.
And I do believe that Trump knew this from the very beginning. He knew that Biden was going to be taken out. When he was down in Texas back in January, he let everyone know that the 25th Amendment is not going to affect him. It's going to affect Biden. And we could see that Biden, I don't believe they want him impeached. Yes, the Republicans might move to impeach him, but I do believe the D's are going to counter this with using the 25th Amendment. I do believe when everything's said and done, they're going to have to replace him no matter what. And they're going to have to bring someone in that has a lot more popularity, someone that seems to have a clean record that they can use to go up against Trump. Because remember, if you bring in someone where no one is going to vote for them and their popularity in the polls is very, very low, How are you going to try to cheat in the elections? It's not going to work. So you're going to need to bring in someone that at least gives them a fighting chance against Trump. But in the end, I don't think it's going to work. So if they bring in Newsom, is he that popular? Is this really going to help? Because look, his poll numbers have dropped in California. You know, the state that he's governing. They dropped 11 points. So you think the rest of the country is looking at California going, wow, you know something? We want our state to look like that. No, the people are saying we don't want that. And again, this is going to be very difficult because if they do take Biden out with the 25th Amendment, they're going to replace Kamala with a white guy from California. Does that make sense? Yes. If they keep Biden in there and he drops out, they could replace Biden with Newsom. But again, Newsom, I don't believe he has the pull. I don't believe he has the ability to win. And when you look at the stage here of all these different candidates, the people that are going to be running, they don't have the popularity. I do believe they're going to have to bring someone in that has that popularity. And I do believe this is why they asked The Rock if he would run for president, because he has that popularity. And of course, will he be able to pull this off? No, I don't believe so. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they want the Obamas front and center. And I do believe this is why everything is revolving around Iran right now. And I do believe this is why everything is revolving around the war with Iran, with Hamas, and everything else. Because when you start to break it down, we know that the Obamas sent over pallets of cash over to Iran. We know that they were selling uranium. And actually, if you start to look at what Biden did out in the Grand Canyon, where he designated the land and flooded the area, well, that had a huge uranium deposit. And I wonder if he's covering his tracks, because I wonder if that's where the uranium actually came from, where they sold it to Russia and they then sold it to Iran, they sold it to North Korea. But again, the isotopes can be traced back. And I wonder if he went ahead and designated that land to the indigenous people there, and they flooded a lot of the land by opening up the dam. And I'm wondering if that's why he did it, because they don't do this out of the goodness of their heart. They do it to cover up what they did. But you could see that everything that they're doing now revolves around uranium, nuclear war, Iran. And Trump has said Iran has nuclear weapons, most likely North Korea, which is going to come into the fold. So it's all starting to look like it's revolving all around this. And again, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have the playbook. They know exactly what they're going to do. Trump has been telling us from the very, very beginning what was going to happen. Because remember, this is their 16-year plan. So he knows what they're going to do. He knows the playbook. He knows what they're going to end up doing. And I do believe this is a trap for all of them. And that reminds me of Post 3596, November 15, 2019. It says, what advantage might exist when you know the other side's playbook? Then it points to the Merriam-Webster's dictionary and the word trap. Enjoy the show. And I do believe this is a trap, and this is a trap for the Obamas. And yes, Biden will be taken care of later, because what did Trump say? I'm going to hire the prosecutors. I'm going to get the people. We're going to investigate him, and we're going to replace these individuals in the FBI, DOJ. I do believe this is going to actually move up to the military investigation, because this is a national security threat. And yes, I do believe he'll be taken care of later on. Now, of course, with his dementia kicking in, it's plausible deniability. He's not going to remember anything. But I do believe what's on deck is most likely Obama. And we're going to see this all play out, because once again, the Patriots in control. They know the playbook, and they set a trap. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.